It's Tuesday the 24th for NTM 26.
Hey guys, Matthew 20 is where we'll be today. I want to point you over to the 20th verse through the 28th verse. Today you're going to hear about a request by a mother. Now, don't mothers always want the best for their children? Absolutely. They should at least. Parents want good things for their kids. Listen to this account. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons, and we'll stop there. Zebedee's sons were James and John. Now, this is not the same James that wrote the book of James later on in the New Testament. That James was the half-brother of Jesus. This one is not. James and John, if you remember earlier on, they were the sons of Zebedee. Zebedee was a fisherman. James and John were fishermen, and they were known as the sons of thunder. May have had something to do with their tempers. We don't know for sure, but this is Zebedee's wife showing up, and it says the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down asked a favor of him. Well, that sounds pretty good, right? She's kneeling down in worship towards Jesus. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. Wow, what a request that is. In his kingdom, is she talking about heaven? Is she talking about what was anticipated as Jesus beating up all the Romans and being the king of Israel and them being on his right and left as he led the country of Israel? We don't know for sure, but we do know that she was asking for her sons to be put above all of the other disciples. Verse 22, you don't know what you're asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? We can, they answered. So the mother comes with this question. This occurred to me. The mother comes with the question, asking on behalf of the sons, and Jesus looks at the sons and says, can you go through what I'm going to go through? And they said, we can. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. What's interesting about this is they did drink from the cup of Jesus. We know that James was murdered a little bit later on, and we know that John was exiled to an island of Patmos, where he would spend his last days alone and by himself. When the 10 heard about this, the other disciples, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles, so he's probably talking about the Romans, lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So we see this exchange between Jesus, two disciples, and their mom. And what has always struck me as the saddest part of this whole account is if we back up two verses, three verses before we got to what I just read to you, this is what happened. Now, as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. on the third day he will be raised to life. So you would think that the response of the disciples and James and John specifically and their mom, Zebedee's wife, would have, after hearing Jesus talk about what was going to happen, being mocked, flogged, and brutally crucified, that they wouldn't be concerned about their own safety, about their own position, but they would be worried about Jesus. Oh no, Jesus, the correct response should have been, that's terrible. What can we do? Is there another way? But we don't see any evidence that those questions or anything like them were asked. It's obvious that there were selfish motives. You know, motives are so important. James and John's mom, as I mentioned, she knelt down as to worship him. And then she asked a selfish question. So she acted as if she was worshiping, but her motives were not pure. And you remember verses 27 and 28, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. That's what God wants us to do, not to be worried about our position, not to jockey for position or importance, but to simply realize that Jesus died for our sins, and the least we can do is to desire to serve him, to be a servant for him. Let's think about that today as we read Matthew 20.